Hi, I'm Justin Cadenoso, and you're listening to The Business Report on 88.5 WFDD, a partnership with the Triad Business Journal. When it comes to selling groceries, there are few industries that are more competitive, especially at the higher end of the spectrum. Winston-Salem-based Lowe's Foods is in the midst of a major transformation to change how shoppers think about their grocery buying experience. Reporter Catherine Carlock of the Triad Business Journal has the story, and she joins me now. Welcome, Catherine.
Hey, Justin.
So, you know, groceries are groceries, right? I mean, we need milk and eggs, cereal and hamburger, paper towels and toothpaste. Who needs a shopping experience?
Well, when you get past discount grocers like Food Lion or Aldi, it really is about appealing to this more affluent foodie shopper. These shoppers who care about where they shop, where the food comes from, if it's local. And Lowe's is really going after that local sourcing.
Okay, so when you're talking about this end of the spectrum, beyond more of the discount retailers when it comes to groceries, we're not talking about price anymore, are we?
Right. It's not necessarily about price anymore. It's more about the experience you have while you're shopping, the ambiance of the store, whether you feel that you're being taken care of as a customer or feel like you're going to be a healthier person because you're shopping at that store. And I talked with a grocery analyst, Phil Lempert of supermarketguru.com, who's saying that that type of trying to sell an experience versus a transaction is actually a really sustainable business model because you can get people who are going to stick with that store instead of driving two blocks over for a can of peas that's 10 cents cheaper.
Okay, so give me a couple examples of where Lowe's Foods is newly giving this shopping experience.
Walking into a new Lowe's Foods is kind of like walking into Disney World. All of the employees have these big, bright smiles. They've actually been trained by a person who did training at Disney World for over two decades. You can walk in and see a chicken chandelier that rings out a bell, and the employees run over and do a chicken dance every time they pull a chicken out of the oven. You can go to what would be called a bakery in most stores, and instead at Lowe's Foods is called the Cakery. It's a bright white square that has kind of realistic candles fluttering up above on its roof that you can blow out realistically when you're making a wish for your birthday.
Okay, so I'm processing this chicken rotisserie and chandeliers in a cakery. And so when you talk to the president of Lowe's Foods, Tim Lowe.
I just want to note, by the way, Tim Lowe is not of any relation to Lowe's Foods.
It's just a coincidence.
Just pure coincidence.
Okay, so he told you that it's not just a simple remodeling that these stores are undergoing, but a real relaunching of the company.
Right.
How did they decide on the strategy?
Well, Tim Lowe came in about a year ago, I think June 2013, and they were looking at, you know, historically grocery stores kind of look back and say, you know, we're kind of paint with gray and we're going to do 2% better this year than we did last year. He really wanted to change that. Lowe's Foods did employee surveys. They brought in all of their employees for an all-employee meeting to talk about what they wanted. They went into over 2,500 home visits to customers, which is pretty rare in the grocery space, and engaged a lot of different consultants and did a lot of customer research to reach the conclusion that we want to focus on local, we want to make the product the hero, they call it, and we want to focus on the experience of shopping in our store.
Tell me about Lowe's Foods. How big is this company and where is its footprint?
They started in North Wilkesboro in 1954, so they're 60 years old. They've got right about 100 stores now. The vast majority are in North and South Carolina, though they do have one up in Virginia. And they are targeting some new markets through a really focused real estate strategy, like, say, in Pawleys Island, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, places like that.
So you write about Lowe's Foods having a healthy paranoia about its competitors. Very quickly, who are their main competitors?
Their main competitors, they're looking at the Fresh Market in Greensboro. It's another specialty grocer that's really trying to sell that experience. We've seen Walmart Neighborhood Markets coming in very aggressively in the Triad. Whole Foods, it's had a footprint in Winston-Salem for a long time, but pretty recently opened in Greensboro. But other new players, Trader Joe's, Publix, additional Harris Teeter's coming in. Grocery is really just such a competitive, crowded space.
Still, you know, I think that when I go grocery shopping, even if it's in a place with soft lighting and expensive meats, I pretty much want to get in and out as fast as possible. So is transforming into this kind of grocery destination, is it working for Lowe's Foods?
So far, yes. It's a pretty recent transition. They launched a test store in Clemens in January, but the early results are showing that yes, that they're having more baskets shopped through their store, and it's positively impacting their bottom line.
Catherine, thank you.
Thanks, Justin.
To read Catherine Carlock's stories and more breaking business news from the region, go to the Triad Business Journal online at triad.bizjournals.com. For 88.5 WFDD News, I'm Justin Catanoso.